The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Hey, I've got some new heroes. Let me hit refresh here real quick on the online gifts. Let me see if anybody went online to give to the Bible League. No. But the call center, Janice in Canal Winchester. God bless you, Janice. Just a few moments ago, she went to 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD gave a very nice pledge to the Bible League. Janice in Canal Winchester, thank you. She's the only one that I see from the calls. And online, I don't see anyone yet. I would like to get to $13,000. We're now about $325 away from reaching the $13,000 plateau, providing Bibles through the Bible League, about $325. I think we can get to $13,000. Pray about it. If you have not yet given, this will be the last opportunity that I have to share with you and challenge you to call 800-YES-WORD or go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Bible League banner. So I would love to see us hit $13,000, and I believe we can. How many times we've talked about misplaced compassion, unintended consequences? I know, Bob, you say that all the time. Well, I continue seeing examples of it. Misplaced compassion from the left and unintended consequences. What am I talking about? California is compassionate. They care about the common people. They care about the common laborer. They care about people who are flipping burgers. They really do. They care about them. So they are raising the minimum wage to $20 an hour. What is that going to do? Well, according to the liberals in California, it's going to give people more money. It's going to help their families. It's going to help their children. It's going to help people go to school. It's going to help people get a car. It's going to help people put gas in their car. Oh, look what we're doing. We are raising the minimum wage. What's it doing? Well, food chains all over California have already begun laying off workers because they can't afford to pay them anymore and stay in business. Please remember, we are in a capitalist society, and you have to make a profit in order to stay in business. If you don't have business, you go out of business. If you can't make a profit, you go out of business. Just in the last 2 or 3 months, here in Central Ohio, on social media, I've seen this restaurant, this bakery, this restaurant, this bakery saying, hey, folks, we're going to try to hang in there for another 3 months, but if business doesn't increase, we're going to have to close our doors. Why? Because they're not making a profit. And if they don't make a profit, they have to lay off all their employees. And so those employees, not only does the owner lose a dream, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of investment, personal investment, the people who work for them lose their jobs. So all over California, fast food chains have started laying off workers. Now, those who stay in business, what are they going to do to cover the increased price of labor? Well, of course, they're going to raise the price. Are you with me? I'm not an economics professor, but I do have a brain, and occasionally I really, really try to use it. So, if you raise labor costs, what happens every single time? I mean, without, well, I suppose you could find some exception. But in almost every case, if you raise labor costs, the product being sold, developed, or whatever, the cost of that product will be increased. Why? To cover the increase in labor costs. So, you increase the hourly wage of people in a fast food restaurant. What is the fast food restaurant going to do? They're going to raise their prices proportionately so that they can stay in business. So the price is going to go up. Now, who is that going to hurt worse? The wealthy?
Well, I don't know, dear. Do you think we can afford a Wendy's hamburger? The price has gone up 47 cents, and that may stretch our budget.
Oh, dear. Yes, I just don't think we can. I don't think we can eat at Wendy's anymore. The chauffeur will have to take us to another restaurant. We cannot afford burgers anymore.
Yes, dear, I agree with you.
It's not going to impact the rich. It's going to impact the poor. The guy with five kids at home, the woman with four kids at home. And the burgers go up 48 cents a piece. And so they feed the kids. This is, folks, listen. This is simple economics. When the government forces, particularly wages or whatever, why are they doing it? Because we care. No, they don't care. They want to stay in power. The next election, they want to go, we raise the minimum wage. And people who, listen, I don't want to be offensive, but people who have a brain and don't use it, okay? People who have a brain and don't use it will listen to those politicians say, vote for us. We increase the minimum wage.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they did.
Hey, what happened to the cost of goods? What happened to the cost of the things you buy? They all went up. And they probably went up more than the increase in wage. People don't use the brain that God has given them. One Southern California pizza company has already announced the layoff of 841 drivers. 841. Another pizza company is planning on laying off 1,280 delivery drivers because they can't afford to pay them anymore. So between those two pizza companies, 2,000 people are going to lose their job because the liberals said, we're going to increase the minimum wage. And that's why I continue to talk about misplaced compassion, unintended consequences. Whenever the liberal left says we're here to help you, run. Run really, really fast. Remember when Ronald Reagan said the, I don't know, five, six worst words you could ever hear? I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. I'm from the government, and I am here to help you. Oh, that's 11 words. Anyway, a lot of wisdom in that. Where's Ronald Reagan today? Boy, do we need him. Seriously, we need another Ronald Reagan. We do. All right, we need to take a break. And we'll return. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, but also call 800-YES-WORD. Provide Bibles.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I was going to move on out of politics, but RFK Jr., as you know, is an independent candidate for president. And many on the right, conservatives, have just been enamored with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And many people, conservatives, have said Donald Trump needs to choose RFK Jr. as his running mate. He would be a great vice president. Now, why? Because he's an anti-vaxxer, and many people on the right are completely anti-vax, and that's fine. I'm not even criticizing. I'm just stating facts. And he has stated some positions that some people might think are conservative. I've been saying, he's not a conservative. He's not even close. And he knows he can't win. He absolutely knows he can't win. What are the odds of RFK Jr. becoming president of the United States? Zero.
Well, no, it's not even like 0.2.
No, zero. And he knows it. Everybody else knows it. So why is he doing it? Ego? To get at Joe Biden? The Democrats kind of kicked RFK Jr. to the curb with all the controversy about vaccines and all that. And, I mean, look at he's from Democrat royalty. His dad, his uncle. I mean, he is from Democrat royalty. And the party of which his entire family, I mean, remember Teddy? They kicked him to the curb. And I think he's angry. I think he is just trying to get revenge. I think, well, you know, what do I know? Anyway, many conservatives were really high on RFK Jr. I think Donald Trump should choose him as vice president. Wow, you know, folks, listen. He's not a conservative, never was a conservative. Today, he has announced his vice presidential pick. A woman, surprise, 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 a woman who has donated millions of dollars to his campaign. So, how do you become the vice presidential pick for RFK Jr.? You purchase it. You buy it. Yeah. She donated $4 million. By the way, her name is Nicole Shanahan. Nicole Shanahan. She donated $4 million to his campaign for Super Bowl advertising. And that's just the beginning. So how do you become his vice presidential pick? You buy it. So what do we know about Nicole Shanahan? Well, she's been married twice for very short periods of time. I mean, very short periods of time. She's not married right now, but she did have a love ceremony. One of her husbands she met at Burning Man. Y'all know what Burning Man is? She's basically a really wealthy hippie. She's basically a very, very wealthy hippie. Now, she came from a poor background. There's no doubt about that. Her parents were immigrants and so forth. But and she's an attorney, but she has become very, very wealthy. And she's a hippie. Oh, my goodness, American politics. So To all of those who were saying RFK Jr. is a conservative. No, he's not. Never, never, ever was. Who knows? Might be someday, but he certainly is not now. Real quick, before the top of the hour, the border situation continues to get worse and worse and worse. And now we have the president of Mexico who basically is attempting extortion. No, I'm not making it up. Mexican President Obrador, he's also known as AMLO, because he's Andres Manuel López Obrador, or AMLO, has threatened, unless the United States of America doles out billions of dollars, not only to Mexico, but Central American countries, billions and billions of dollars, unless America doesn't do that, he is going to increase the flow of immigrants. In fact, in an interview over the weekend, he was asked, and I quote, if they, meaning the U.S. government, if they don't do the things that you said need to be done, then what? The president of Mexico says the flow of migrants will continue. I thought Mexico couldn't stop the flow of immigrants. That's what we've been told. We've been told over and over again. They're just coming here. Mexico can't do anything about it. When asked if he viewed his actions as diplomatic blackmail, how did he respond? He said, I'm speaking frankly. We have to say things as they are, and I will always say what I feel. I always say what I think. So he was asked, are you trying to blackmail the American government? Did he deny it? He doesn't deny it at all. He is trying to extort or blackmail, whichever term you prefer. Why? Because of the weakness of the American government. Why did Russia go into Ukraine? Because of the weakness of the American government. Why does Hamas continue its fight against Israel? At least in part, because of the weakness of the American government. So now we have Mexico on our southern border saying, you think you got a crisis bad now? Unless you shell out several billion dollars, it's going to get worse. The weakness of our government is causing so much crisis, not only here in America, but around the world. The world knows that we are weak. The world knows that we are weak. All right. Speaking of Israel, when we come back, some late developments on a potential ceasefire in Israel. And it's not good, sadly. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.